any one of you watched a Kenya Premier League match?
Baya, bro. I was a fan. Was generally a
fan. Have you watched? Victor, have you watched?
I watched Bidco United.
Episode 13.
Hey.
When? What's the date?
13.
Friday the 13th.
Man, it's a cursed day. Yeah. Depending on your perspective, but you're here. It's a blessing. Seven on Asura Zetu. You know, look at me. Look at me. Especially me. Yeah.
I tell you,
we have guests. Kunomse na Kunomse. And then Jack, the loudmouth, Aliogopa, was really afraid of showing up and showing his face. That's why he's not here.
Chicken.
So apparently, anakonga brave when it's men here, but akasikia ni madem dot watch video, and all of a sudden he's not here. But we understand. We respect him. We respect his
shyness.
Anyway, hi man. My name is Cyprian Kimtalimo. As always, since episode one, the host. I'm saying Alisa, my prediction ya Champions League final. Ikatokea siji aje. Mnakumbuka?
Yeah.
We are not revisiting, but anyway, still the king. On the far left, you have.
My name is Amos, and you know what, CP? Jack, we.
Toka! Kwende!
Yeah.
Mr. Amos, tomorrow you have a final. Liverpool versus Chelsea.
Versus Chelsea.
But tutaongelela. Victor.
Yeah.
This is Victor. You see, you can see his hat. You know, same as who? Tulikupea jina.
Nani?
Alikuwa
nani? What's his name?
Atuendelee na podcast paka ukumbuke.
Ah, we. Tuendelee bana. Listen.
And finally,
son of Chelsea, aka son of Nel. So, Nelson.
Ngoja.
Bungoma.
Abramovich offers.
Aluya man.
So we started with tomorrow there's a final. FA Cup final. For those who don't know, on Saturday there'll be an FA Cup final. Chelsea versus Liverpool. For the whole season, they've played three times. Kumekona draws. 1-1 draws in each. So, what's your prediction for the final?
Liverpool is definitely winning this. Big team. A steady season. A good performance. And they'll also be looking to, you know, capitalize on, you know, if either the league, the Champions League slips them, they'll at least have something to, you know, wipe off the tears with.
No, so, middle of the season, the conversation was 4 trophies. The only team in the Premier League to win 4 trophies. Now, Mshanza. Just in case you don't know.
Sometimes things get tricky, but you know what? Only the outcome will speak for itself. When big people are going to win, you don't talk much, you know, you're confident, and you try not to boast, you know, a lot.
The last two games you've been struggling.
Come on, you're waiting for the finals. Man.
You even struggled against Aston Villa. Struggled against Aston Villa.
Come on, man.
Villarreal, the second leg, you struggle.
We've been overwhelmed by the heavy matches we've had, you know, against in the Champions League.
In the Champions League, you had Villarreal. You had a better and easier run compared to Real Madrid.
You call that an easy run?
You played Benfica. You played before that Atletico Madrid.
Come on.
Who are not even in the best form. And then you met Villarreal in the semi-final. Compared to Real Madrid.
We expected you to be in the finals.
Compared to Real Madrid, they had Chelsea, they had Man City.
You know, the hardest bit is, you know, when you have small teams, those are hard teams.
No,
small teams are hard teams.
Don't call them small.
You have connotations, man. Are you a lawyer?
Those are
you a lawyer? Because you have explanation and connotations for everything.
Nah, man. They're not small teams.
Small teams are the hard teams. Look at what happened with Man City and Real. You know.
Which one is the small team?
It was a very goalful game, filled with goals. But when you have small teams, you know, small teams.
Small teams are not the Champions League.
So Chelsea is a small team.
What do you want to do? Chelsea is a small team, yeah. So in the finals, small teams tend to, you know, to try to prove themselves compared to, you know, big wigs like.
So what you're saying tomorrow you'll struggle because this small team from London will come and try to show off.
Really? Yeah, they'll be trying to show off. Mm-hmm. But what happens when your small bro wants to smack you?
Yeah, you teach him a lesson.
You try winning fast.
One slap. You teach him a lesson.
Give him the lesson on object.
Nelson, defend your team.
So, I know Liverpool has won in terms of penalties in the first finals which we met, but I feel like the third round it's quite different because once beaten, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice,
shame on you.
Not the chopper.
Yeah, so we're going to load the chopper on them.
Fool me three times.
Nelson, how many goals do you think you'll know?
So the game will end 2-1 because, of course, it's
a time. I'm predicting a really boring game, to be honest.
Yeah.
Chelsea are not in good form. Mm-hmm. Liverpool, you are better when it comes to Diaz. Diaz Akingia, maybe the second half, he shines for some reason. So I'm really predicting a cagey and boring final because whenever it's two big teams playing in a final, I don't know why, but it's always so boring. Mm-hmm. If it was a Man City versus Liverpool, then maybe that would have been an exciting final. But a Chelsea versus Liverpool, a 1-1, a 1-0.
I see a number of goals. Like, you know, we may not get to three, but like Nelson said, 2-1 in favor of Liverpool. Or it may be 2.
Will you go to extra time?
No, we're not going to extra time.
I feel like we're going to extra time.
Because most of our games, we must go to extra time. In the 90 minutes, lazima to draw, then we'll go to extra time.
I think it's a strategy for these guys.
For Chelsea. Yeah, Chelsea.
We manage the game. We know how to manage the game.
No, you don't. Your defense.
No, you sit back and defend.
No, we don't sit back.
What's happened,
we just defend compactly.
What's happened to your defense lately?
Because most of our defenders are leaving. Christensen and Rudiger. These guys won the Champions League for us.
And then your flanks are injured.
James and Chilwell. But we want to make Carella from Brighton. So, next season, Ikosawa.
Oh, some men's are next season.
Next season, Ikosawa. But...
This season, you started with the best defense. Mm-hmm. You're the coach who came from PSG, won a Champions League in like 3 months.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You said you reached G. In a previous podcast, you said you've reached 7 finals.
What happens in
7? I want to correct myself.
No, wait. Yeah. And then Mskize, episode, I think, 9 or 8 or 7.
8 or 9.
This is the face. This is the person who said Chelsea will have 7 finals in G 7 months.
Yeah. Not 7 months.
Who are your sources?
Yeah, I'm just saying, I want to carry myself. We reached 5 finals under Thomas Tuchel, right? The fact that we can reach finals, it means we can compete. You know?
Do you think we'll get to penalties?
Huh? I know. No.
We'll not get to
penalties. I think the coaches are very smart enough to know the strength of the oppositions. So they'll know how to go about the game.
But Tuchel is struggling. Like it's not a connected outfit compared to Liverpool. Everyone from the top to the bottom, everyone like is in sync. No one has issues. Mm. Your team, on the other hand, your defenders are leaving. Mm. Lukaku might leave, depending on if Inter Milan can offer like a better price.
But Lukaku is on form right now.
And I think that's where
Lukaku is on form. In terms of he scored 2 goals against Wolves.
Yeah, then you won 5, isn't it?
Yeah.
It was a 2-2 draw.
Then your only hope
is Mount.
Everybody has a role in that team, right? And Lukaku is scoring goals. But I feel like from our past game, you can see that we were very conservative. We didn't want to run too much. We just controlled the game in terms of the substitutions made and also the intensity of the game. So I think Chelsea will have an up hand in winning.
So if you are Tuchel, Lukaku or Vana?
First of all,
tomorrow.
Vana.
You know, tomorrow is a final.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, Vana can play on the wings, but who do you want to start? Or Kai Havertz?
The game is
on
Sunday.
Play
the game is
on
Sunday, by the
way. I feel Kai Havertz was specifically rested for this game because it's a final and a fully fit player can go a long way in winning that league. You know? What I don't have any doubt about is Chelsea as a team, as a unit. We know what we want. We know we're going to get this trophy in terms of the structures and the selection from the our previous game. Tego Silva was rested. James Ali substitute. So,
what I sometimes see when players are leaving, say the people are mentally, say the players, when a player is about to leave, most of them are mentally. What I was saying was that when sometimes players are leaving, there's that mental. Should I say the mental part of the game is he's not in the game mentally. Most of the time they are already driven away, and sometimes they can either be, you know, trying to save that last trophy in the game. And it's up to, you know, individual players to see how someone like Lukaku is. We've seen him in the past when he's about to leave a side, that mental capacity is normally. Already,
yeah. Especially at Man United, for example, Man United, is not going to continue that with its contract.
When Lukaku scored, he said, "Quote, I'm back." That means he's not back for two games.
No, he's not back for Chelsea.
He's
not back for Chelsea. Yeah. He's scoring because he knows there's someone watching, especially Inter Milan.
But I'm pretty sure.
That's the same player. In the middle of the season, I think November. So the interview came out in November.
Yeah.
The one with the Inter Milan, how he loves
and Inter Milan, and that was the inception of his downfall because
he hasn't played. He hasn't been playing since.
He shot himself in the foot. You can't like go to the press and say all those things, then come back and expect to work as you are in Inter Milan. You know, I think Lukaku, we bought him for I think close to 100 million. So, it only makes business sense. For him to stay at the club, maybe we get him another competitor in terms of striker, but
Haaland was going to Man City.
No one else.
I don't know.
What are you buying? Who's in the same pedigree as the likes of Lukaku? You know, we start with Kina Lukaku, and then it's a tier. Yeah. So Lukaku, the rest, then up top you have Kina Haaland. You know, so who's at the
Of course, there's Lewandowski, Lukaku.
Lewandowski, how old is he?
I think Lukaku, when Haaland has come to the Premier League, Lukaku will up his game, of course.
He's not going to be there next season.
Yeah. You know, the moment you've begun talks with, you know, with other sides,
it's just rumors. Lukaku will stay at Chelsea.
Also depending on your club.
Because Tuchel has even admitted
you are yet to sell your club, and you have a deadline. May 31st or 30th, I think. Yeah. So you have a deadline to sell your club. If you're not able to sell the club before the end of the month, you might have problems next season.
I think
you might not even participate in the Premier League.
I think we have done most of the hard part. Right now is just signing off things and stuff and contrast. And the paying off the debt. If we all agree on that, Chelsea will be sold, of course. Okay. We still have time.
Mr. Victor?
Yeah.
Will you know Manana this weekend?
No, not really. I was busy.
Victor is a Nigerian. I'm a busy man.
What are you doing?
You know,
excuse it on my IG live. Na lambistic.
No.
Victor, we know you.
Unatuambianga
sources na kumbe sources ndio mjamaa. Kwa America.
Mjamaa ni cash spokesman.
Sources big.
Mr. Lambistic chief. Chief Whipper.
The Chief Whipper.
Chief Whip Master.
The Majority Whip.
Majority Whip. Mbona kuna Omanyala? For those who don't know, for those who are not Kenyan, Ferdinand Omanyala shown on Saturday at Kasarani during the Kipkeino Classic, part of the World Continental Tour. So, Mr. Omanyala, a little bit...
he broke a record, by the way.
It didn't really break a record. He said the fastest time this year because there haven't really been enough competition for 100 meters. Yeah. So it's a start. For a majority of athletes, it's a first race. For example, Shelly Ann, that was a first race, 100 meters this season. Yeah, first 100 meters this season because Al-Kashar is 200 meters, but first 100 meters. So it's a starter. So, but athletes are preparing for the World Championships and the Commonwealth. So it's a starter. But now setting the pace is Ferdinand Omanyala. 100 meters, a distance that Sisi, as Kenyans, we're not good at, because
the
world perceives us like
long distance.
Yeah. So to having Ferdinand Omanyala kuweka at the map na kufanya in home soil when kuna fans wake wako hapo, luckily I was there, you know, at least I'm patriotic. Sina wristband.
Don't be like
Sina wristband, but
don't be like Victor.
Victor, loyalty is not marked by wearing wristbands.
Exactly.
Yeah. Right?
Sasa si mmetoka kusema hapa mimi simtendi nini?
When in May.
Oga my brother.
Personally, CP, I feel really sad. We didn't have, you know, I feel having missed Marco Odhiambo in the Olympics and missing him again to date, I feel we've missed a lot of potential. We could, had we, you know, two athletes competing in the 100 meters, we could have at least really tested ourselves. Yeah. Where are we positioning
as a country?
Because, you know, having one, it's like Usain Bolt. After Usain Bolt, we've not like really seen
a Jamaican dominating.
So we need to have.
But at the same time, let me imagine Usain Bolt.
There was
gonna Gail. Kulikona. What's his name again? This buff guy. Forgotten his name. But they were dominating because
they did with
Blake as well.
Was Blake Jamaican?
Blake is Jamaican because they won the 4x100 in 2012, the London Olympics. They won the 4x100. I think they set a record as well. Johan Blake. Usain Bolt.
Oh, I'm confusing Blake with Justin Gatlin.
Justin Gatlin, United States. Yeah. You see. Yeah. So it's that was their peak. That was their peak as for Jamaica, as in
that was the team that
dominated. Yeah. So if we can have something similar, because Nigeria, when you look at Nigeria for the female side,
they're doing really well.
At least when we fika finals.
Continentally,
Nigeria is topmost when it comes to sprint.
Yeah.
So at least now we can shout. Now we have someone. And this is a stepping stone because to get Kamseka Omanyala shine globally, at least now, more effort to be put in.
It sends a message,
At least now, because Uganda metuletea shida sana long distance.
Long distance. Ethiopia,
Alafu now, the countries like states, they don't even have to come here to train. Yeah. They can build facilities they can train. Build the facilities to match the conditions
that are here.
Exactly. Unasikia someone has been training in states.
But I feel our athletes also, the background plays a key role.
Wait. You see, the thing is, we are competing as in, look at Eliud Kipchoge, for example, started from the bottom. You only got sponsorship after Africa, the Olympics. Now you're competing with someone from the States where they're starting from high school.
Mm-hmm.
Once Wako High School, they're spotted.
Mm.
They're recruited into a camp or an academy. From then on, it's purely athletics. If you're good, you're good. And you get sponsorship from high school. And you're competing with a Kipchoge. LBD Africa 2028.
So who has more incentive? Someone in LD just running because it's the bread and butter.
He wants to feed his family.
No, yeah.
He or she wants to feed their family.
Feeding, and you've been receiving sponsorship since you are 16.
That's someone from state, obviously.
Yeah, exactly.
And
who has more incentive to win
more
that?
Drive, you have more drive.
Exactly. And that's,
but you can't stop. No, but in Africa point, you cannot compete with technology. With technology, if you have someone who's constantly there, 24/7, you sleep in an area where your body is adjusted to whichever conditions you're preparing for. And you're comparing to someone who's coming, if he or she doesn't win this race, Hanado. Inabidi angoje aku invited for another race. Because you're not talking about Kipchoge. Kipchoge is
way up.
Messi is Ronaldo.
Yeah.
But majority wako hapa chini. You have majority who are coming up. For example, Abel Kipsang. Okay. If you don't know, I'm an athletics fan. Me in Kufianga Athletics.
He's from that side.
Also, his name is Kibutai. So,
I also feel the COVID break also, because normally Kenyans we tend to pick most talent from school games. That's where most of our talent comes. That's why you tend to gauge exactly.
Yeah, faith keeping.
Across all sports.
That's where you gauge. That's where you gauge. Like, am I really good? And this COVID break we've had will really disrupt how we churn out talent in the near future, unless you know we pick up, because school games are set to start. I think. In the next academic year.
Since they've started, so I feel
in a few weeks. But you'll discover that in sports, the moment you take a long break, especially for young kids, or you have to teach them, you know, there's this bit of sport and
technicalities.
Yeah, it will take some time before we but for athletics, I feel there's that inborn thing, and it's not like really complex compared to other sports. The only challenge you'll have is in for example, 100 meters, where you have to really compete.
Short distance.
You'll have to really compete on the ground to gauge where you are.
Yeah.
And right now, with the disruption, you're not likely to see more manualers. Really, you know, that there'll be a wider gap before we see another manualer, unless we like really step up.
But I think when Iago came out, right, there's no other.
But look at Iago. He wasn't coached.
Ilikuwa
YouTube. The whole time was YouTube. Practicing with sticks and practicing with one javelin that he had. One javelin. You're competing with a Polish athlete, a German athlete.
Someone who has all the facilities.
On all the facilities. Iago alibidi YouTube.
And
look at his progression.
Yeah.
He shone in the World Championships, got a silver. Got a gold, set a record. Went to the Olympics or another game, got another medal. But then, kakwa declined. Because you don't have that support. You don't have someone.
He even admitted it.
Yeah. He's struggling.
Kabisa. Support,
And he pulled out from the last Olympics because Alikuwa nafaa kuwa the captain, but there's no support. He's lamenting the NOCK organizing committee in Kenya is not supporting him.
Yeah.
So why should I represent my country?
And then another issue we've seen is doping, I think.
Yeah, true.
Seen athletes. Was it Asbel Kiprop?
Yes, he was banned for two years, but he's back.
But again, you see, when you've been away, it still affects you a lot. And then the question of whether, you know, there's always that self doubt. Yeah, that self doubt constantly. And so there's the argument, especially getting back on track,
Asbel was doping.
If tests proved he was doping, he was doping.
But now I also have an issue with that. Sometimes I feel like it's sabotage.
Yeah.
And sometimes an athlete can take like a single dose of medicine, just a kawaida, Panadol. You go and test it, unaona iko na banned substance. Because yeah, gonna say, but he was with someone. He was, I think, with a member from World Athletics, the doping agency, ADAC, Kenya, and also the global WADA. I'm gonna representative your day, and then all of a sudden the results came in. And it is positive because for a majority of Kenyan athletes in Akonga whereabouts, whenever you
miss
as an athlete, you should always. Kama leo unatoka 8 a.m. no narudi 5, you have to announce where you're going. After a point, like at midday, you announce, I'm here. At 4, I'm here, because they want to track you and know where you're going. So sometimes, majority of the time, wanashikwa because they didn't announce where they were, and that's an issue for WADA, and that's something that. Even us as Kenyans, we have to understand. Tusikubali sometimes.
We
have to fight back. Sometimes we fight back because some of these positive tests, as it makes sense, unless ni unajua ni doping.
There's an investigative report that came out, and it was showing there's also too much pressure.
Too much.
Like we said, you know, we are competing to feed our families. You know, we're not competing like I want to make my country proud. I want to have a blissful career. We are competing to put food on the table, and you know, you'll beat all odds to get victorious.
Yeah, true.
And that's another thing maybe we should try, at least, and even athletes themselves, you know, you can try, besides athletics, you know, what else is there? And sports is a very short career. You know, we've seen Kina Rudisha have retired, you know, in their prime.
Forced retirement.
Sometimes it's not like really forced. Because sports, every day there's always a new talent. Yeah. Look at Usain Bolt. He retired at a very young age, and then he left to play football.
He tried football with his team.
So it's also like, because age is going, someone is at 23, 24, you've not really gone into competitive racing, and you want to make that money as fast as possible, so that by the time you're leaving the track, you already have enough, at least, you know, to venture into other things. That pressure also pushes these athletes into getting into, you know, doping and stuff. But again, all the same, we are also targets of, you know, when you become a threat, Yeah, there's likelihood, you know, you exactly. have to be neutralized.
Mr. Vic, last week tuliko na conversation ya Ballon d'Or. Mm-hmm. Someone said Mane, and he proved himself. Well, still. There's Benzema. And then this week, I think Jana Majuzi, mm-hmm. KDB, 4 goals, yeah, one assist.
Was on fire.
So, does he deserve a shout?
De Bruyne.
KDB.
KDB deserves as a contender.
Ballon d'Or.
No, not like Ballon d'Or. Of course not.
Yeah.
As a player, KDB is good, man.
He's been nominated for best player this season. Mm-hmm. The list came out just a few hours ago.
For that, that's fine. But mm-hmm.
if he wins it, you're putting
him in the list of Ballon d'Or. Mm-hmm. I don't see it.
That's the same question I asked Jack and Amos about Sadio Mane.
Yeah.
There was argument. There was.
Sadio Mane has reached more finals.
No. Don't look at the finals. Because
also won the AFCON.
Atosiangale winning AFCON.
Yeah.
Because the new rules state they won't. The perception of winning a lot of trophies does not make sense. Because you can have a goalkeeper, for example, Manuel Neuer. There was a time in the World Cup, 2018. That season, he won every single, I think, trophy that they could give him. Not 2018, sorry.
2014.
They won the World Cup with Germany. Won, I think, previous year, World Commission of the Champions League.
Mm.
That season, Wakashinda the trophy as the Bundesliga, as usual. DFB, Poker, Wakashinda P, as usual. FIFA Club, I think, World Cup trophy as well, Wakashinda. He deserved a shout. He didn't win it.
But instead, who won it? Was it Ronaldo?
Yeah, Ronaldo.
There's also bureaucracy surrounding this whole conversation.
What I'm trying to say is the idea of trophies and the idea of reaching finals does not really constitute you as a finalist.
But come to think of it,
was his best player of the year.
I was telling you, Sadio Mane, look at his progress, right? From they've reached 2 finals, the AFCON final that they reached in 2019?
Back to back, back to back. Finals,
yeah. And the improvement we saw was, you know, in 2019. He missed a penalty, and it was actually a penalty against Algeria. Not even Algeria, Kenya.
He missed penalty with Matasi.
But he was like keen to at least try to make up for the error. This time coming back, leading his team to pick up the AFCON victory. He led his team to World Cup qualifiers. Mm-hmm. Senegal are in the World Cup.
Yeah.
We've seen his contribution in Liverpool.
There's that
consistency. And we're not saying that's okay.
I can ask you the same question for KDB.
KDB, yeah.
If but now, they win the Premier League and KDB scores maybe the decider in the final game. Yeah. Ama, through because of these 4 goals that Amifunga, the goal difference itakuwa much better at the end of the day.
But you're looking at one game.
No. The whole season KDB ameko kufanya nini?
No, the KDB is KDB.
KDB the whole season is KDB,
but in England.
Outside England, yeah.
The Champions League, okay.
But outside England,
the Champions League final.
Belgium
Euros only struggle last season. So to say, we qualified for the World Cup as well. As you said, Russia qualify. So the World Cup this year, if Belgium wins, does KDB deserve a shout?
He deserves a shout.
Okay.
Mm. But that doesn't make him such a player.
There are so many key players in Belgium.
In Belgium,
You can't compare one to yourself.
Liverpool have a good team. Senegal have a good team.
Really, man.
On paper, Senegal are the best team in Africa. On paper.
Yeah.
Like if you look at all the positions.
But they've won the AFCON. So it's the best team in Africa. Regardless.
I've asked the same question.
You can't compare.
If Belgium wins the World Cup,
you can't compare. You can't compare. Listen, you can't compare Senegal, you can't compare Africa to Europe.
Can you remember time when Ribery was written off?
KDB can be in the top 11 players, but not top 3.
We'll always have to come to one.
Top 3 is Benzema.
Right.
Lewandowski and someone from France.
Not even Mane.
You see?
Yeah. Because I think Mane...
Why Lewandowski? Bayern or Little quarterfinals, Champions League? At least you count Ninia League because... Bundesliga doesn't count it's as a proper league sometimes, league, yeah. To be honest.
Yeah. Yeah.
Poland are nowhere. If he was that good. Last what season, is, yes, but this season, why? Why this season?
I feel, as you said, Olishinda, all the trophies in this season. Omishinda, I think Omishinda Bundesliga.
I think when you lose Pokal. I'm not wrong.
But
I'm not wrong.
Lewandowski is Lewandowski. The fact that Akupata last season, because of technicalities, I feel like we owe him.
Oh, you owe him?
Sisi kama fan base, yeah, we owe him. We owe him.
Vic, top three Ballon d'Or. Owe him.
We owe him.
Hey, mpe trophy yako.
No, I'm just saying, man. As a football fan,
you have to deserve that award. You see, Mambo, Messi and Ronaldo, because Messi and Ronaldo, if you get a point, they're just giving Messi an all Ronaldo. Yeah. Like, at some point, it didn't make sense.
But Ballon d'Or is given by voting, right?
Yeah, voting.
Exactly. It's voting. Like,
well, you can say it's voting, man.
Voting.
So, you can't
whichever
like
way it's voting. Yeah.
Ballon d'Or top three. Number one, Benzema. Mm-hmm.
Number two.
Shall I say Modric?
I would.
No.
Okay, maybe. It's your opinion.
Who else? I'm just trying to see who else.
Say my man.
No.
If Liverpool win the Champions League, then Mane atakuwa
amesurpass
Benzema. Ameshinda Champions League. See, that's logic.
Mane might nini. This thing, how I'm predicting it. Benzema chukue. First place. Second place, Mane. That's if they win maybe the Champions League or tomorrow's final. Yeah. Then the rest.
FA Cup? A Ballon d'Or shot because of winning the FA Cup.
FA Cup is a big thing, my friend, in England. That's a big thing.
I don't think.
It's a big thing.
Wigan won the FA Cup against Man City. The
FA Cup is not like.
Wigan won the FA Cup against Man City.
No, what impact did they have?
They won against Man City.
Only that. I'm gonna see it to Kubo.
But that campaign is a record campaign.
Bona Roberto Martinez has awarded the best coach in the world because of winning the
FA Cup. FA Cup is not like
a boss, exactly.
Okay, in England,
I'm about to say Salah. And I was to say Salah because. I was to say Mane because we've seen the success of Mane, what even the impact it has had on Salah. We could see in the dressing room, Salah was not.
Mane has had a better season than Salah.
Yeah, because we could even see the body language, even Klopp, even you know at some point he was trying to motivate Salah. So I'd give Mane the first. Benzema has led like. Real through a very nice season. And then me, I'll give KDB. KDB has had a good season, although he's not had a good time with in the...
I don't think, in the Premier League, no.
Not in the Premier League.
In the Euros.
In his country, but KDB is a very... If you took KDB out of Man City, Man City would struggle. Yeah.
It becomes like...
Chelsea.
No.
Next topic.
Like any other player.
Summarize it.
No. Tactics are Pep. Tactics are Pep. Knows the player KDB are star. It's clear you have a Chelsea agenda.
Speaking of Man City, and we mentioned it earlier at the podcast. Haaland, I'm from Man City, bro. Confirmed. Mr. Manchester United. Next season, Haaland,
Machos.
Bros.
Ay, I don't have blues.
Hey, bro.
We're going to run the road next season.
I'm a howling kid.
As your rivals, your city rivals, how do you feel? And look at the price tag, 65. Simbali na Maguire.
Ati Simbali.
Imagining 5 meter too.
Imagining what the price tag that was on Maguire.
Yeah, Maguire go how much?
80 million.
80 million.
80 million.
He bought a fridge for 80 million.
That was Maguire. Pogba signing Lukaku. Hey, the cost that he spends.
Yeah, but I'm looking at it like we've just said, you know, the German league is not.
Yeah, that's the question I wanted to pose to you. Yes, he's a prolific striker. Yeah. He's shown, I got 20 something. He's younger than Foden.
He's younger than Foden.
Yeah. So I think he's 22, if I'm not wrong.
He's 21.
But he's built for the Premier League.
Yeah.
Because he's big, he's a big player who can come and boss around the defenders. Mm. But now the question is, he's come from Dortmund, a struggling league.
Yeah.
Mm. Amefika Champions League aka dominate, but his team is struggling. Now Amefika a team that now can beba. He can now compete for that. Yeah. Is he the missing link for Man City? Is he the final straw that Pep needed to win the Champions League?
Let me go first.
Yes,
okay. how I'm seeing this thing is it's a 50-50 thing. It might be maybe like Grealish, but Grealish, you know, he's used to the Premier League. I'm seeing a scenario where he might come in and fail to, you know, whenever you shine in a certain league, you go to another league. People have so much high expectations of you, especially you being a, how can I put it?
A young player,
so much pressure will be put on him to perform and deliver.
Mm.
Yeah, so I'm saying, I don't know, it might go either way, but I'm seeing he might cause problems to the defenses.
I think Man City could have a better chance buying Kane
than buying
Haaland, because first of all, Kane is used to the Premier League. Second thing, Haaland needs to know Guardiola's tactics. I think Guardiola is the only coach who likes to everything to be by the book, you know. So I think Haaland, the fact that he bosses defenders, maybe that's not Guardiola's tactic. You can see Jesus scoring without bossing.
But Jesus is struggling. That's why he's on the bench.
Without bench.
Man.
I'm just saying.
That's why he's leaving.
I'm just saying.
Might go to
like
Arsenal.
Man City is just is just scoring without bossing defenders.
Random start.
Mm-hmm.
If Gabriel Jesus and Arsenal, 6% of the Arsenal team will be named Gabriel. 6%.
Gabriel Martinelli, defender, Gabriel Jesus, Gabriel Gani, tutampata, but your team imagine Gabriel.
Anyway, back to you.
So just saying, Haaland is a good striker, but I feel a team like Manu will fit his playing style.
Bro, tuko na Roro. I'm not number 7.
I just feel like
look at Man United.
We have a huge problem.
Look at Man City. Man City is now the, because Pep last season really wanted a striker. The idea was he wanted Kane. That was the picture perfect striker that he wanted. And the rumor is he did not fancy Haaland, and he was convinced. It took time before he was convinced that he wanted Haaland. But I see his point, because Haaland at a perspective, Haaland on a struggle like season.
Yeah, because when Werner came from Bundesliga, he said that he has never seen big defenders like in the Premier League. So Haaland.
Yeah, so you're talking about Haaland.
I wanted to say Haaland is coming to a star-studded squad. Normally, when you come under, you know, in circumstances that he's going to meet there with his age. And with expectations that will be put on him, he will struggle.
I wouldn't be shocked if he's benched by Pep, because Pep akoneo tabia. He'll bench you.
Kuna tabia mbaya sana.
Tabia nyingine ile bench.
So
Simba ni nzuri.
Ni nzuri.
If a Manchester United manager had those balls,
But is it working?
It's working for him.
But now,
the semi-finals of the Champions League.
But now, look at for example at the time when. What this African guy's name was?
Ature.
Yeah.
You're Nikas. The only reason I went in Champions League suburb agent is Ature.
And I feel if it will be good to we will gauge Haaland properly if he's not benched. And if he's, you know, placed if he's if Pep uses him appropriately. He's coming in a squad that has got... because Man City is not struggling.
They wanted that missing link.
The question is, did they miss that link? They didn't miss that link. They were scoring like 4 goals, 5 goals without a striker.
They did.
So if Haaland came, would they score like 10 goals?
What more do you want?
Yeah, what more do you want?
What more do you want?
That final line. They are missing that final line. When, yes, you might be set up perfectly for the team, but you're missing that final link, and that final link was a striker. If Kane was here this season, Man City won't go final of the Champions League.
So we would say if we had maybe Kane, like you say, Man City would have taken all the trophies.
Not all the trophies, but the major one that he wanted, the Champions League.
So why should Man City lose a game with Kane?
Well, he lose a game versus Real Madrid because they scored, and then Pepa can talk to players. The idea was to be defensive.
But Grealish is not a defensive player.
No, I'll withdraw KDB. I can withdraw. I think Foden as well.
I can let Gundogan.
Yeah. Sterling. Midfielders. Yeah.
But Ali can attack as, what as well as
they
defend.
They did not score. But they were odds to score.
Probably.
So Haaland That final link, that final play.
The question is, look at the 1999 Champions League final.
The question is Haaland that missing link?
Let me ask you.
Haaland is not Aguero.
Because
Aguero took up at Atletico Madrid. He came at a time when no one knew, like a majority of people didn't know who Aguero was. Unless we're going to play a ball excessively and watching La Liga and understand the
Pep,
dynamics.
Pep also.
That was before Pep though.
So, like Pep,
Aguero came. David Silva came. David Silva took up.
It was from
Real Sociedad.
No.
It was Real Sociedad.
I think Hugo Amar El Betis or something.
No.
And that team was built with some players that were not known. You have David Silva, you have Aguero up front. That's a spine that in a run through from the keeper to the striker. Now finish up the spine with Haaland, someone who we know is prolific.
A clinical finisher.
Ukutuna your spine.
No, he's just a finisher.
Clinical finisher.
Osika Lukaku.
Do you know clinical finishing? What's clinical finishing?
What football do you watch?
No, I'm just saying. Haaland just a striker like any other striker.
No, watching in you.
Haaland na Lukaku kwa hapa. Bolingoli.
Where?
Lukaku was also clinical in Inter Milan.
Exactly.
Nasema amekuja Premier League. Dynamics didn't change. Premier League teams don't give space. Premier League teams.
One day West Ham can surprise you. You know.
One day Leeds can surprise you.
So what you're saying is Leeds gonna tolerate the relegation like come very quick.
You see the way Ronaldo faced Brighton.
Ronaldo got top three kwa league.
In terms of goals, right?
Goal scorer.
Like if I got tattoo in one game, I laugh.
Ronaldo got top three.
He's still performing.
Look at the numbers.
Najua, look at the numbers. He's a good striker.
You can't argue with the numbers. And stats.
People say he's the best.
He's the best in EPL, but the team that he plays in, team though.
Is it because of the team or individual performance?
Like us, the team is poor.
So if Ronaldo was that missing link,
Man City are well built. They're well built.
From the defense, and that's why I'm saying, when you come to a Nini that's like star-studded, he'll have that mental kind of breakdown.
Yeah.
It's not really star-studded. Look at Man City. It's not really star-studded.
Everyone is good.
It's not.
As compared to Man United. Man United are stars.
These are stars. These are huge names. These are Instagram stars.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
But now, coming to real football, Man City has the best players.
And you've added that final link.
And if you come here, you've come under pressure.
Not under pressure.
You're young.
Not so much pressure, actually. Yeah.
You see, it will take him time and probably out of Man City.
A lot of time.
And it will probably be out of Man City.
Haaland will find personalities in the dressing room.
Yeah. And
Man City.
Yeah. Of course. Which personalities? This KDB.
Bro.
There's KDB, Luis Diaz.
Until Luis Diaz, I got...
Like no. This Diaz guy.
What will happen? We'll see. Is Haaland will
you
start
cannot
to
compare.
Shine.
You cannot compare the pressure from the dressing room, Yaman United, to Man City.
Yeah.
Because apa kuna these big names, this quote unquote these big names.
So like Man City
this
players,
hot,
they're not
this
big.
This hot egos. They're big, as in they perform on the pitch, but akuna
outside the
like the
pitch.
Mention of the egos, it's not there. KDB is not in as a man. As like a Pogba. Pogba kila siku anambia, you're here. Mm-hmm. You're here, bro. Nikama tuko primary. As in, everyone
what,
is
what we'll see
hair.
Is...
No one has been hating on KDB's hair.
Haaland will take time to...
Just
why?
Think.
Why?
I think
because KDB is not a star.
Haaland will take time to
aside
pick up.
Aside from football, KDB is
unless
not a
he stays
star.
In Man City, and now maybe new players find him, that's when they can build a link.
Nah.
Right? But if he's going to stay with this, the squad that is in
squad
right now...
The squad already Fernandinho is leaving. There's a transition in the team as well.
Mm.
Come to think of it.
Jesus is leaving. Sterling might leave.
Jesus is not leaving. Yeah.
But that's
not
the
leaving.
Team is leaving. There's a transition.
You can't leave a team.
You
have just won the Premier
the
League.
Yeah.
And you are this close to win the Champions League. You can't leave that team. Hey.
Bro, Pep doesn't want Sterling. Pep doesn't want Jesus.
He doesn't like Marcelo.
Mahrez.
Pep. Mahrez might stay. Most likely. Because who's going to replace Mahrez?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Because there's rumors Mahrez is going to... We want to buy Mahrez.
Chelsea.
Yeah.
Right.
Let's Chelsea be bought first.
Next conversation, man. FKF. Victor. Mefuatilia mambo FKF, bro.
Victor is not me ever
Victor,
since.
Victor.
Ever
Victor,
since.
Victor,
ah,
Victor.
Mimi. I don't
live in Nigeria.
Let me tell
Victor
you.
Odugu.
Victor Odugu. Victor Odugu.
Victor Odugu. Victor
Odugu. Victor Odugu. Victor Odugu.
Victor
Odugu.
Victor FKF. So. Manza kumekona ta a change just today. Kumekona just a change. Oja monitor bado. Nilikuwa nikuulize kuhusu Namcos. Unajua Namcos ni nani? Innocent Simbi.
Ai.
It's
Victor.
Tunli.
Msini roast bana. Msini roast.
Live.
Msini roast. Ipoti za bidi mkatao. But if I'm supposing that we've got management, kinda.
Fuck off.
Not really.
So to see like
we were talking about Nini the moment we were way back about Nini Gafa kuingilia
affairs. Yeah, you're on track.
You're not far from.
Not far from. Mr. Mahiri, straight from the press conference. William Yonin.
We're not seeing any solutions. Okay, yeah. Maybe that's the process to, you know, really getting into a full...
We risk not participating in
But it's taking too long.
Any African qualifiers, because CAF or Lisama, if by May you don't sort up... Your mess, you will not participate in any qualifiers. So that means that's another AFCON
any
of us not participating.
Any FIFA sanctioned match.
For FIFA, we don't have any FIFA World Cup qualifiers this year because kuna World Cup this year. So, up in terms of FIFA, we're okay. But now, in terms of CAF, there are matches that we need to participate in. Now, we can't participate in AFCON this year. Qualifiers, sorry.
The problem with our government is, you know, there's always this ego which everyone is trying to play. Everyone wants to prove, you know, we know how these things are done. And we've seen it right from the beginning. If we had, from the onset, but again, we have to blame even the people who are, you know, the football representatives. How do you vote in a government, you know, a management that you've seen clearly doesn't work?
And but then, in his defense, in Jamaku shout, in his defense.
I was elected. I feel it was time Ambassador Amina took, you know, like we needed to see something more serious than just constant committees. Who makes up these committees?
The ministry.
And you know, like who?
Oh, yeah, exactly.
The component
if you can ask, what is the criteria
is
that you're using, to be honest?
And then you come to think of, do we have like solutions which can come from
the committee?
From the committee. Are these people like, do they clearly understand the dynamics of football? And football precisely in Kenya, they won't tell you. They work based on intellectual research.
Exactly. exactly.
And
because the head, the chairman is a former judge.
He's a former judge.
Former judge who's dedicated his entire life to the law, to the judiciary. When I let him say now to understand now the nitty gritties of football.
Football, yeah. I see to it.
Even though he's a football fan and can say maybe I've been administering this and that.
I feel we needed, it begins from the very beginning. If we had a minister who understood the dynamics of sports, probably we would have had someone, we would have had a better, you know, a better but run ministry.
In her defense, Amina Mohamed, kama siye rally, to be honest.
Rally, yeah. Mm-hmm.
All these World Championships tumekuwa nazo, tumekuwa na under 18.
But come to think, if we had now 20, someone else who... Because
tulikuwa na nani before? Wale mjama tulienda na Rio.
Leave this guy alone. I feel our government doesn't take, you know, this stuff seriously. We've said this before, we've not even understood. Like, one of the proposals of the committee, we need to commercialize sports, which is a good proposal, but is it enacted?
Sponsorship is an issue, man.
Has the government, someone said, if the government was serious about, you know, commercializing sports, right now City Stadium will not be idle. If the government was serious about commercializing sports, the stadium wouldn't have been taking 3 years
for renovation. Mm. And after renovation, wakasema this stadium of yours is bad. Lackluster. Because ilikuwa banned. Hey. Now your stadium ilikuwa banned.
Even Kasarani.
Kasarani was mildly banned. Wakasema fix some issues. But Nyayo, after renovation of 3 years, nothing. Your stadium is still...
That's saying, has any one of you watched a Kenya Premier League match?
Baya, bro. Mm.
We do.
I was genuinely a fan.
Have you watched? Victor, have you watched?
I watched Bidco United. I'm just saying,
the numbers, the numbers there, if everyone...
played
if,
the role, yeah?
Yeah, if everyone played his role, mm-hmm. like coming to the games, maybe buying a jersey of
but
the favorite player.
But at the end of the day, it's not...
From much
is fans, fans, because we pay 200 bob to come and watch a game.
Mm.
My 200 bob kila siku si ati itakuwa enough to sponsor Gor Mahia to fly to Morocco for a competition.
But Gor Mahia, the same Gor Mahia had the, I was depending on the fans.
It should not, we should not be depending on the fans.
Yeah.
We should not be depending on the fans. As Man United, as you said, the back stops on the fans to lend a COVID.
Yeah,
and empty grounds.
Mm. And that should be a lesson, by the way.
Running.
You know, hey, we need now, like, that commercialization means you need to find more avenues through which we can run these clubs.
Mm.
Because fans in Kenya, you can look at the truth is, fans in Kenya and the whole economy of Kenya does not allow fans to go see
to also travel. To also travel as well.
Travel.
Because you're playing in Nairobi next week.
Yeah.
You're in Kisumu. Bandari Coast. Nani to travel.
Unless
you're financed for.
So we need to find other dynamics of making money. And it does. And fans, honestly...
Fans should be at the end. Because look at athletics. We, as fans, do not contribute to any athletics competitions.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't care. Because we know...
They perform.
They perform. So it starts with power. If only like
even rugby is a really good example.
Yeah.
We as fans don't really participate.
And sometimes
we
even
contribute,
if,
but not as much.
Even if you asked for fans to pay, they'll pay because
they're
getting value.
At rugby care if you kwenda coach game sometimes utalipa punch.
Punch, yeah.
And people will pay.
Yeah.
They will pay and show up.
Value for money.
Do you think that we don't get too much partnership from corporates?
No, as in football has not been able. Football in Kenya has not been able to attract any sponsorship.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Like convincing and go for example, name dropping Guinness or Tusker or Ambie sponsor us completely.
But they got
sponsor
to go TV.
Yeah.
They got to
issues will talk up it will go on a super sport, go on a DStv, it will go on a SportPesa.
Mm-hmm.
Always issues.
Yeah.
SportPesa will pull out because fans sometimes peer ministry or on a clash in a super sport.
And sometimes it's
the list is ongoing. Ongoing.
Sometimes
so
it runs down even to the clubs, to the club management themselves. Because besides government, you know, these parastatal run clubs, the other clubs keep struggling. Gor Mahia is a perfect example. Those who follow Gor Mahia staff will tell you that management also there's an issue. There's constant allegations of corruption, mismanagement of funds, players are not paid in time. And there's the money. Right now, the president gave, was it?
12 million.
12 million,
12
yeah.
million each.
But not that 12 million, that's like a drop in the ocean for Gor Mahia. For them to pay, you know, perhaps spending salaries And
they still have to pay coaches that
they have to pay coaches. Yeah. They have to pay for stage. There's a lot to be covered, and they don't have that cash. So you keep and I think it will be hard to even salvage our clubs and Kenyan football out of this, because it's like you're already in a debt and you want to get out of that debt. So you'll constantly be paying that debt. You take another debt. You'll forever.
It's a never-ending. Yeah. Ending.
Me, I feel like instead of the government, you know, constantly. Sometimes when you work on something and it's not like really bringing back the returns, invest elsewhere. I feel the government should stop bailing out KQ. Start bailing out. Start bailing out KQ.
Oh, that's the pride of Africa. What do you want to say?
You sure?
It's the pride of Africa.
I
feel the government should not. Should, because, again, KQ once sponsored. Kenya Sevens.
KQ organizations.
So if we cannot bail out, let's bail something else out, and then if that thing is built, like Mumias.
No, as the government, I'm gonna set of funds. Bail KQ, bail ball.
Yeah, KQ will bail football, but now
no, as in channel your funds, channel equally your money to KQ, channel your money to football. Yeah. As in five go up a sea power sharing. Up a sea team cannot.
I was looking at the proposal.
You have money for each sector. Spend it wisely.
I was looking at the proposals laid out by the committee, but they were saying, you know, we need to bring, you know, beach football, we need to bring
hiking, mountaineering,
stuff like this. They were also saying we need like to. There's one emphasis which I saw was like the commercialization of sports. There's also the aspect of like. We need coaches that are, you know, pro coaches. But are we lacking coaches, really?
Coaches shouldn't be an issue. Yeah, tuko na Kimanzi mwenye alikuwa na trials Man United. Alikuwa replace Ole. Shida ilikuja kwa negotiation ya salary.
No.
Jamaa alikonvert.
Alishindwa.
Alikonvert vizuri, man. Alisema $1 million.
There's this whole list of proposals, which
Kimanzi na joke.
You'll be served.
But you can revisit. Have that and hug.
There's a lot that can be done in the Ministry of Sports, from management. because in football it's about how. it's about how you run the league that will bring the outcome, and not necessarily even the clubs. And we've seen how, you know, Nick Mwenda.
I forgot to mention Magina, but as this is a podcast, I'm going to continue this.
We saw how.
Lakini kipata pseudo account pali na tutishia.
So we saw how. How it was run, and even how our soccer teams nationally perform, it's management. And you, Amina touched on management, because you've come with a whole lot of proposals, some of which are not necessary. At the coaches, we need to train coaches. Of course, it's necessary. We need to train coaches. But if we had a good management, there would be no need to come. And
we'll bring. We can bring all the hype. Tunezaleta Tuchel apasai.
Yeah.
By tunezaleta Klopp apasai. Tunezaleta Pep apasai. But if our structure from the bottom is not trash, the top,
we are doing nothing. Yeah.
Man United and FKF and KPL.
That's what I was saying. the whole team. There's a problem in the team, majority of it. But that's an moja to was spotted.
But we're waiting to see, because it's a 5 week. It's a 5 week period. Yeah. It's very short. That's very short. So that transition period, we're waiting to see what exactly that committee will do. And whether what they proposed really is something they can also even manage to pull through. We also have a few good names in the committee. Kina Bobby Ogola. There are people who have been in soccer. Kina JJ Masiga.
Maybe that's the root.
So probably, you know, they understand this better. They'll be able to advise these guys the best way to approach this whole problem.
To wrap up the podcast, kulikuwa na F1. We gave assignments last week. Go and watch F1. At least Mr. Mahiri will correspond. Yeah.
Victor, did you watch F1?
You watch F1.
And you can invent. As I said, I'm a busy man. It's only my time.
Victor is a busy guy.
Our busy man.
Dealing with sources is not really easy.
My availability is...
Finding sources is not really easy. It's really tough.
Availability is something...
It saps all your energy. Naku understand, bro. Naku understand. Pillow talk conversations are really hard.
So the last time we talked about F1, we were kind of the whole sport. Yeah? And I watched.
You watched your first race.
Yeah, I watched my first race. I watched the rehearsals.
Was it rehearsals? That was qualifying on Saturday. Saturday night, you watched the qualifying.
Yeah, where Michelle Obama came. Michelle Obama came.
Ah, okay.
I watched a bit. I'm still grappling with you know, with how exactly because I think I left at the 27th round.
Funny how many rounds are there?
It was really boring race.
There were 50.
It was a really boring race. To be honest,
52.
Imola was a really boring. Miami was a really boring race. Really boring. From start to finish,
I can't do the really
no action.
So what makes a race exciting?
Overtaking. And personally, exactly, let me say this. Seeing Verstappen not finish a race, very exciting.
Very satisfying.
And he won the race.
I needed to see from what I see in the highlights. I didn't see what I see in the highlights in F1.
So now that's the problem that I had with people, like new fans who came in, because they come with a different expectation.
Yeah.
They come from watching Drive to Survive. When I mentioned the series, kulikuwa na series that attracted a lot of fans. For example, kuna mmoja anaitwa Jack, alianza coach F1 because of Drive to Survive. Let me mention Jinomse kama rata.
Those expectations were not met.
So you see, if you watched it last season, now your expectations will be fully met because the entire season last season was perfect. Ilikuwa picture perfect from start to finish. Kuna protagonist, antagonist, there's the world versus this side, racism versus this side. As it was perfect. The whole season last season, ilikuwa too perfect. But this season, Mercedes wanna struggle. Once again, Hamilton. This time, Akasema, the team, he didn't understand the team strategy of not pitting and whatever. A lot of wrangles. But at the end of the day, Verstappen is pulling further ahead, and he's the defending champion. As we see it now, Verstappen is under clean this season with no struggles.
So what does it mean, clean?
Like, you might bump in a few races, Leclerc might beat you in a few races, but at the
end of the day, you might lose in Miami.
I'm sure she's in Miami.
So
the next race he might lose. Still there's that gap and there's this point gap. Because if you look at Hamilton, the past 7 years, he'll finish the season at I think 2 or 3 or 4 or 5 races before the final race. Asha clinched the title because when you look at the numbers, no one can compete. And this season I see that because Hamilton is struggling really badly.
It's about how many races you've won.
How many points you've collected. It's not a must you win the races, but point collection.
So how
points awarded? You go from 1 paka number 10. So number 1 has, I'm not sure about the number, but a certain number of points, and it trickles down until number 10. Mm. Number 10 has 2 points. From number 10, from number 11 to below, you don't get any points. So as long as from first you finish top 3, especially top 3, you can win. And Verstappen is at the forefront. Sai,
he's a contender for
the only person who can beat him is Leclerc.
What happened to Lewis?
Same as Man United. Jack.
You've been consistently repeating Man United and Jack. That's what Tibuagizo is. You didn't get that, man.
Lakini ni mtu wa
mwalimu.
Adi teacher.
What did your parent do? Mamako si ni teacher Kiswahili.
But it was a post. Ini podcast ya sports, mjo.
What should we expect now in the... What's the next...
Can you discuss over 25?
Just confirm for me if you can.
Yes.
Just confirm for me. But as kumekuwa na constant this season, Hamilton struggling. And my guy, I've been mentioning from episode 1, Daniel Ricciardo also struggling. It's been an L season for me earlier. It's really tough. Everyone I'm supporting by the.
But we accept.
Everyone I'm supporting is.
We know it's. CPM is where else, man.
CSC Milan.
Tunashinda. United. Dude, tunashinda. Two games to go.
And we're winning this. Please watch F1.
We'll confirm.
Please watch F1. Please, sir.
We'll confirm
that. Weekend.
This has been episode 13 of the podcast. Podcast title ni Victor. Victor disappointed.
But Victor, begin consuming local sports, man.
Azu, yeah, please. Check
it out. I'm a sports in general.
I'm a busy guy. Me not going up and down.
What's your nickname? What's your nickname? For podcast? Say it with your chest.
Sina nickname.
Amani Seven.
Sina nickname.
Say it with your chest, Amani Seven.
Sina nickname.
That's from Beyonce. That's all from Beyonce. Thank you so much for tuning in. Another next week.